For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Three MSU football players remain suspended over the possibility of facing criminal charges of sexual assault. The suspensions have dominated talk of Spartan football during recent practices and heading into Saturday's spring football game at Spartan Stadium. Workouts have been closed to the media. When Coach Mark D'Antonio met with reporters a few days ago, the talk focused on off-the-field matters, coming off a disappointing 3-9 record last season. I spoke with current sports host Al Martin about Spartan football in the lead-up to Saturday's green and white game. Al, I wanted to ask you about the spring football game with regard to this whole investigation about sexual assault. Three players suspended. We haven't known publicly who those players are. Are you surprised in any way that we're even having this spring game on Saturday?
For sure. And it's for the reason that you just stated, Scott. I mean, three unnamed football players. And I couldn't help but think to myself on Tuesday morning as Mark D'Antonio held that press conference. Mark acknowledged that there are other players who are suspended.
For other reasons.
Due to other reasons, right? That have nothing to do with the investigation. Could be academics. Who knows, right? So what you have when you have a spring game on national TV this Saturday at 3 p.m., fans are going to go to that game. They're going to be looking at the sidelines. They're going to be seeing who isn't playing or who isn't even in the building. And they're going to speculate as to why those players who, again, could not be there for a certain reason, could not be playing for another reason separate away from that investigation, they may link and throw in those players with this investigation. That's when it becomes really sticky. Why even bring that problem on by having the spring game? I have no idea. And it's interesting because Coach D'Antonio, he was asked, Scott, whether or not there was any thought as to hold the spring game away from the public, to postpone or even cancel it.
That really wasn't taken into account very seriously. But I do think that it was a group effort, a team effort, reaching all the way to our administration and to our president's office, because I think it's important that we all work together on this and that we not have our own separate identity in this situation.
You were at the press conference with Coach D'Antonio. What did he have to say about running the team amidst all of this investigation?
Well, he was very honest. And I thought overall, Scott, Mark handled it very well. I think the big criticism that a lot of Spartan fans, including myself, have about it is Mark could have held this press conference a month ago. Why wait 55 days to hold it? But addressing while this investigation is going on, how he's handling it. I mean, he went on to say, you know, this is why I was hired.
Let's hear what he had to say about that.
This is part of the reason that I was chosen as a head football coach here. It was to lead in difficult times, not to lead, not to put a hat on and walk around the Rose Bowl and say, hey, we won the Rose Bowl. That's not the time and you define yourself when things fall around you. You're defined as a leader. This and, you know, next season, these will be challenging moments, but that's why I was hired. So those are my intentions.
Coach D'Antonio at his press conference didn't talk about on-the-field football at all, right? What are you expecting to see on the field Saturday?
No, he didn't. He didn't address it at all because he thought it would be unfair to the investigation. But there's a lot of storylines to look for, Scott. The safety position, that's a question mark. Depth at wide receiver, that's also a question mark for this team. And I'll go to the biggest question here.
Quarterback.
Yeah, exactly, right, Scott? Brian Lewerke, I think he will be the starting quarterback for Michigan State this upcoming year. I believe that, if I had to guess, I think that he will start that spring game on Saturday afternoon. Seeing how efficient he looks is going to be interesting and intriguing. We also will see Messiah DeWeaver and Damian Terry. I expect to see that as well.
Maybe we'll learn more about all of this at 3 o'clock in Spartan Stadium on Saturday.
Maybe is the key word, Scott.
It sure is. Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.